Well, good morning, Vital Balancers. This morning we have a very interesting topic. It's going to be on based on the book Grain Brain. And we have Joe Maxwell that has put together quite an interesting presentation for us. So without further ado, because we want to get it all in, Joe, share Grain Brain with us.
Good morning, and thank you so much. I do want to share today a book I recently read. It's called Grain Brain. Was written by Dr. David Perlmutter. Have paper and pencil or pen nearby. You will need these in the next few minutes. So get something to write on, maybe a crayon to write on the wall, whatever works. I'm certainly not an expert on all the subjects that Dr. Perlmutter covers in his book, so I may not be able to answer all of your questions. You may have, because time is limited, I would suggest that we hold questions to the end, and I appreciate that. Thanks. David Perlmutter, M.D., F-A-C-N, A-B-I-H-M, is a board-certified neurologist and fellow of the American College of Nutrition. In addition to Grain Brain, he also is the author of Brain Recovery, Powerful Therapy for Challenging Brain Disorders, The Brain Book, Raise a Smarter Child by Kindergarten, and Power Up Your Brain. Dr. Perlmutter has been interviewed on many nationally syndicated radio and television programs, including 2020, The Faith Daniels Program, Larry King Live, CNN, Fox News, Fox and Friends, The Today Show, The Oprah Show, Dr. Oz, and the CBS Early Show. Dr. Perlmutter was awarded the 2002 Linus Pauling Award for his pioneering work in innovative approaches to neurological disorders. In addition, he received 2002 Denham Harmon Award from American College for Advancement in Medicine for his work in advancing the understanding of pre-radical biochemistry and neurological diseases, and is a recipient of the 2006 National Nutritional Foods Association Clinician of the Year Award. He received 2010 Humanitarian Year Award from the American College of Nutrition. His areas of expertise include Alzheimer's prevention, dementia prevention, Parkinson's prevention, MS prevention, epilepsy treatment, ADHD treatment, gluten allergy, gluten sensitivity, chronic headaches, anxiety, depression, and brain fog. The cornerstone of the doctor's unique approach to neurological disorders is founded in the principles of preventive medicine. He has brought to the public awareness a rich understanding that challenging brain problems, including Alzheimer's disease, other forms of dementia, depression, ADHD, may very well be prevented with lifestyle changes, including gluten-free, low-carbohydrate, higher-fat diet coupled with aerobic exercise. In his new book, Grain Brain, the doctor aims to expose the surprising truth about wheat, carbs, and sugar, your brain's silent killers. As the empowering neurologist, the doctor's mission is to uncover the food, the facts, the science to control your genetic destiny. In Grain Brain, the doctor blows the lid off the topic that's been buried in medical literature for far too long. Carbs are destroying your brain. And not just unhealthy carbs, but even healthy ones like whole grains can cause dementia, anxiety, chronic headaches, depression, and much more. Doctor explains what happens when the brain encounters common ingredients in your daily bread and fruit bowls, why your brain thrives on fat and cholesterol, and how you can spur the growth of new brain cells at any age. He offers an in-depth look at how we can take control of our smart genes through specific dietary choices and lifestyle habits, demonstrating how to remedy our most feared maladies without drugs, and the devastating truth about the effects of sugar on the brain. Groundbreaking and timely, Grain Brain shows that the fate of your brain is not in your genes. It is in the food you eat. the cornerstone of all degenerative conditions, including brain disorders, is inflammation, which can be triggered by carbs, especially those containing gluten or high in sugar. Doctor explains what happens when the brain encounters common ingredients in your daily bread and fruit bowls, how statin drugs may be erasing your memory, why a diet high in good fats is ideal, and how to spur the growth of new brain cells at any age. Since its publication, Green Brain has reached number one on multiple bestseller lists, including those in New York Times, Wall Street Journal, USA Today. Green Brain is now published in multiple languages and is available in 20 countries around the world. I actually also listened to it as an audio book. On the piece of paper that you have in front of you and the pen and the pencil, or whatever it is that you write with, on the left-hand side, vertically, write down the numbers 1 through 20. So at the top, 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way down to 20. As you're doing that, I'm telling you, here is a self-assessment quiz. For each question I ask, put a T for true and an F for false next to the numbered question. Everybody ready? If you feel like you're in between true and false and would answer sometimes, then the answer is true. You do it occasionally. Question number one. I eat bread of any kind. Number two. I drink fruit juice of any kind. Number three. I have more than one serving of fruit a day. Number four. I choose agave, a plant sweetener, over sugar. Number five, I get out of breath on my daily walk. Number six, my total cholesterol is below 150. Number seven, I have diabetes. Number eight, I am overweight. Number nine, I eat rice or pasta, any kind. Number 10, I drink milk. Number 11, I don't exercise regularly. Number 12, neurological conditions run in my family. Number 13, I don't take a vitamin D supplement. Number 14, I eat a low-fat diet. Number 15, I take a statin. Number 16, I avoid high cholesterol foods. Number 17, I drink soda, diet or regular. Number 18, I don't drink wine. Number 19, I drink beer. Number 20, I eat cereal, any kind. Okay, now add up the number of trues and the number of falses you have. I'll give you a couple seconds. All right, a perfect score on the test would be a whopping 0 true answers. If you answer true to one question, your brain and your entire nervous system is at risk for disease and disorder. If you scored a 0, so even 1. And the more trues tallied up, the higher your risk. If you scored more than 10, you're putting yourself in the hazard zone for serious neurological ailments that can be prevented, but cannot necessarily once you are diagnosed with them. So moving forward, what are my risks? This is a question the doctor has asked countless times every day. The great news is that we now have the means to medically profile individuals that determine their risk for developing certain diseases, from Alzheimer's to obesity, which is now well documented risk factor for brain disease, and to follow them along their journey to mark their progress. The laboratory studies listed below are available today, are economical, and are generally covered by insurance. Now, a footnote, Medicare has a real problem, this is personal experience, with some of these tests. They would rather pay for statins and all kinds of other band-aids than they would for preventative kind of tests. Okay, don't hesitate to bring this list with you to the doctor's office the next time you visit them. Again, a footnote, my doctor and I have just a great professional relationship. He says, Joe, you look great. What test do you want this year? Here's what the doctor's lab tests recommend. First one is fasting blood glucose, a commonly used diagnostic tool to check for prediabetes and diabetes. This test measures the amount of sugar, glucose, in your blood after you have not eaten for at least 8 hours. Usually they recommend 12 hours. Hemoglobin A1C, unlike a test of blood sugar, the test reveals an average blood sugar over a 90-day period and provides a far better indication of overall blood sugar control because it can indicate the damage done to the brain proteins due to blood sugar. Some people actually call it a glycated hemoglobin. It's one of the greatest predictors of brain atrophy. Similar to the hemoglobin.
That's fun to do early in the morning, isn't it, Joe?
Yeah. Fructosamine? Okay. FRUCTOSAMINE. Similar to the hemoglobin A1C test, a fructose test is used to measure the average blood sugar level, but over a shorter period of time, the past 2 or 3 weeks. Fasting insulin, long before blood sugar begins to climb as a person becomes diabetic, the fasting insulin level will rise, indicating that the pancreas is working overtime to deal with the excess of dietary carbohydrates. It is a very effective early warning system for getting ahead of the diabetes curve, and so has tremendous relevance for preventing brain disease. Homocysteine, and this is one that Medicare won't pay for me, I have to pay for myself. Higher levels of this amino acid produced by the body are associated with many conditions, including heart disease, stroke, dementia. It can often be easily lowered with vitamin B supplements. Vitamin D, this is the point that he makes, this is now recognized as a critical brain hormone. It's not a vitamin. C-reactive protein, CRP, this is a marker of inflammation. Cyrex array 3, this is the most comprehensive marker of gluten sensitivity available. Cyrex array 4, optional, sensitivity to 24 cross-reactive foods to which gluten sensitivity individual may also react. Even if you don't choose to have these tests done today, having a general understanding of them and what they mean will help you embrace the principles of brain-brain.
Would you go ahead and share again the one for the that one you just mentioned for gluten specifically? I'm not sure everybody heard that.
Okay. The Cyrex Array 4.
How do you spell that?
C-Y-R-E-X, and then A-R-R-A-Y, and then the numeral 4.
Okay.
He calls it an optional test. It's not one that's normal, but if you have some challenges with these other tests, it measures, and I'll get into this coming pretty quickly, it measures the sensitivity to 24 cross-reactive foods to which a gluten-sensitive individual may also react. So I think that's very important in trying to figure out where we are. Here's a quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. Finish each day before you begin the next and interpose a solid wall of sleep between the two. And there are a number of famous quotes like this in the book throughout, and it just points how important a NECAN wellness home is to each of us, because it covers things in addition to nutrition that gets into sleep and other. Now, this is something you're going to want to write down and go to later. It's the most comprehensive list that I have ever seen. Some of you have done this before. The website that you want to write down is, I'll go through this quickly and then slowly, http://NDB, that N as in Nancy, D as in David, B as in boy, dot, N as in Nancy, A as in apple, L as in love, dot, USDA, dot, GOV, /NDB, /search, /list. So http://ndb.na/usda.gov/nDB/search/list. This is from the USDA. This website was developed by the Agricultural Research Service of the United States Department.
Somebody's making a bunch of noise there that we can't hear it. Is there a certain page that this site is on?
You can actually do *6 to mute, and probably in the book, right?
Now, God bless you.
Book here, but which page?
Whoever that was.
I don't have a page number. Just write this down. If everybody's quiet now, it's http://, then NDB, which is N as in Nancy, A as in apple, L as in love, dot USDA, dot gov, /NDB, national, N, Nancy, D, David, B, boy, /search, S-E-A-R-C-H, /list. And if you don't get all of this, go to the USDA website and you'll find it. This website was developed by the Agriculture Research Service of the United States Department of Agriculture. There are 8,463 foods found on this website. I chose dairy and egg products, and there are 258 in this category. Somebody is chewing.
Everybody, if you just do *6 on your from your phone, if you don't have a mute button, because I can't mute everybody, otherwise I'm going to be muting Joe.
Yeah, okay. All right. For this example of the 258 dairy and egg products, I chose one, which is just cheddar cheese. And I think rather than on this call going through the whole thing, if you go to that website, there are a number of ways and quantities, unit quantities, that you can measure a number of things I'm going to mention here. But you can do it by value per 100 grams, a cup diced, which is 132 grams, a cup melted of the ingredient that you're testing, 244 grams, a cup shredded, 113 grams, ounces, cubic inches, and slice. And all of these different parameters or nutrients approximates water, energy, protein, total lipid, fat, carbohydrates by difference, fiber total, sugars total, minerals, calcium, iron, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, sodium, zinc, vitamin C, thiamine, riboflavin, niacin, vitamin B, 6, folate, vitamin B12, vitamin A, vitamin E, D, K, lipids, fatty acids, total saturated fatty acids, total monounsaturated fatty acids, total polyunsaturated cholesterol, others like caffeine. So instead of going more into that, if you get there, and now let's get to another subject in the book that was referred to in one of the tests. It's gluten-associated cross-reactive foods. While following the basic dietary guidelines that he provides both in Grain Brain and on his website, you're going to want to write down his website. So if you're ready, the website is drperlmutter.com. www.gluteneater.com. Make sure to make note of the gluten-free recipes that you like and foods you think might be still giving you trouble. Example, you experience similar gluten intolerance symptoms, just such as an upset stomach, headaches, or brain fog every time you eat a certain food. Some people are sensitive to foods that are included. These include, well, surprisingly, researchers have also finding that coffee tends to cross-react with gluten and can mimic symptoms of gluten intolerance. The same can be said about all the foods listed below. If after embarking on this diet you still sense a glitch somewhere, you may want to have additional Cyrex lab tests done, called the Array Number 4, which can help pinpoint those foods that, for you, cross-react with gluten. It identifies reactions to the following: dairy, chocolate, sesame, hemp, buckwheat, eggs, soy, sorghum, millet, spelt, yeast, tapioca, teff, oats, coffee, rice, and whey. Because we're running out of time, there are a number of praises for the doctor's book, and there are 16 pages I'm looking at here that have 369 comments. I'm only going to read maybe one. Thank you, doctor, for bringing this information to light. Will you give me some insight? My husband was diagnosed with bipolar depression and anxiety disorder in 2010. In May of 2012, we discovered he was gluten sensitive. Thanks to the Cyrex Lab Array 3 test, he immediately went off gluten for good, and the change has been absolutely dramatic, completely for the better. Now we are considering reducing the medications, there's a whole list of, with the guidance of his psychiatrist, with the goal of taking no medications eventually. His psychiatrist is very supportive. Dr. Has a number of replies to that. There's another example of a guy after 10 years, all the problems he had, 215 pounds, went down to 154 pounds. That was in July of 2011. In March of 2014, he got off all of his thyroid medications, and his blood work is normal. And this is, I hear about gluten-free being full of bad starches. I have the Whole Life Nutrition Cookbook. It's all gluten-free and full of sugar, rice flour, and tapioca. That's just a comment by another person. Now, in summary, not all experts agree. In this list of comments, there's some people that really take him to task and say that he's crazy. Gary Knoll, example, says complex carbohydrates are the gold standard when it comes to brain foods. They are the starches and the fibers in the foods, such as whole grains. It is a quote taken from Gary Knoll's book, Reboot Your Brain. So Gary is on the left side of the doctor, you know, when it comes to carbohydrates. Doctor, in his summary, says control your carbs, control your inflammation, increase insulin sensitivity, influence better blood sugar control, expanding the size of the memory center, boosting levels of BDNF, that's brain-derived neurotrophic factor. Highly recommend that you read Grain Brain. There's a lot more to it than this. It's sort of a heavy read, but it's very, very interesting. And we may have a minute or two. I try to answer any questions, but as I said, I'm not not an expert. So, any questions?
Well, my question right away is, what was the biggest aha that you personally got from this book?
I the whole gluten thing, I guess. I just personally have not had any problems with it. I've not been tested, but I certainly believe that I don't have any serious problems from it. And all of the side effects, all of the things that gluten can do to people that are gluten sensitive. I think that's one, common sense. I get throughout his book, you read a paragraph and you say, well, of course. And you say to yourself, but not everybody knows that. You know, not everybody
right.
does that.
And not everybody reads.
Yeah, not everybody reads. So I think those were the aha's. I didn't get into the recipes that much. I mean, he's got a whole chapter on recipes. And he covers a lot of subjects in addition to what I covered. But and I was going to copy the pages of the index, and I'd already turned the book back in. But it's a book, and like I said, you can't take it as fact. I mean, we shouldn't, because I bet you, Linda, with your expertise and other people on the phone, you say, oh, no, he's wrong on that. No, that's definitely wrong. But, you know, we have to take experts. Everybody's trying to sell books, right? They're trying to sell.
Well, they're also trying to educate people and make people aware also, you know.
So, what, Linda, what did you take from what I read from different parts of the book that you take a real exception to? The carbohydrates thing. Were you on good carbohydrates?
Well, vegetables are good carbohydrates.
Okay.
I didn't hear him say anything about no vegetables. I mean,
no, he says vegetables are good, but
they're carbohydrates. So
so he's just saying.
I was happy to
good.
Say I got a zero. It's nice. You know, there is one good reason to be a zero in life.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I had a one true because I don't drink wine. I'm sorry. Did anybody want to talk about their score of the 20 question?
I wasn't sure on my cholesterol, so that was kind of like a, not sure exactly where that is either. But I also was interested with the cross-reaction when you do coffee and wheat or coffee and something else. And something else that kind of caught my attention is what you're talking about, how like dairy and sesame and hemp seed, those can also be cause cross-reaction.
Right.
What about for some others?
The total cholesterol... the point he tried to make in the book was, don't be afraid of total cholesterol. Even your LDL is not bad. What happens is, with all the other stuff we do to our body, the LDL, becomes a free radical situation, and that's what's causing the problem with the heart and the brain. It's not the LDL itself. So he doesn't paint LDL as being bad cholesterol and HDL necessarily as being good cholesterol, and he's not saying overdo cholesterol, but that the brain needs cholesterol. And go on statins and do these crazy things with trying just to reduce the cholesterol rather than dealing with the problem is a huge mistake. So that's where he is on that. There, he was asked a question in all these give and takes. He said the first question was, what about eggs? And he says, I am very comfortable with a person eating up to 3 eggs a day. He says, eggs are good food. So
I couldn't get that website to open, though. Not quite sure.
You mean his website?
The ndb.nal.usda.gov/ndb.
Well, I'll try to put that to you in an email, just because that is exactly what I did to get to the page.
I sent it to you, Linda.
Ah, awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, I got it open. At first it wouldn't open, then it opened.
Okay, great. And have any of you ever seen a website that comprehensive with all the different measurement units? You know, you say, well, all I've got is a slice of cheese. Well, of course, there's many thicknesses of slice of cheese, but the average slice of cheese, or all of those other categories, and every vitamin, every mineral, well, not every, most vitamins and minerals, it'll tell you, you know, what there is in each of those thousands of foods that you can throw into that chart. So anyway, I've never seen anything that comprehensive.
That's cool.
Can I ask a question regarding the list that you did?
Yes.
I don't drink wine. Now, that's rather confusing.
Well, because they wanted...
You don't want food.
They wanted all true or false answers, and they had to word it in such a way that a bad answer would be true. So that's why it's sort of convoluted in the way the question is asked.
saying that wine is good?
Wine is good.
In moderation.
Yeah.
Well,
in fact,
it's just like a fact, I drink beer. Well, I have one beer a week. Does that mean I'm bad?
No. But beer doesn't have the same benefits. What the cardiologist will say is if you're already drinking wine like the French do, and you have one or two glasses, up to three glasses of wine a day, I wouldn't suggest you change that. Do I suggest you start drinking wine if you don't drink wine? No, I won't go that far. Okay, that's what a lot of cardiologists will say. So the,
what about the juice?
I'm sorry?
What about the juice? The question was, do you drink juice?
Yeah,
I'm thinking of like Tiaga and Berkey. Is that considered juice?
He doesn't know about those probably. What he's thinking about is people who drink apple juice and orange juice and cranberry juice and whatever. And
well, back to your original statement, Joe. Is it like, do you drink any kind of juice?
It's not my question, so it's his question.
Well, yeah, I know, but it was like what I was hearing is like you're not selective in the juices that you drink, that you'll drink any juice. That's how
yeah.
I heard that.
Yeah, right. Okay, and I'm saying that he probably has never heard of Tiaga. So he is not into those juices. And who knows how long ago these questions were put together. But orange juice supposedly is one of the absolute worst things we can put in our body. Orange juice. And many will concur with that. And others will say, oh, no, you know, I've been drinking orange. I've had a glass of orange juice my whole life, okay, every day. So I don't know.
Yeah.
As I said, I'm not an expert. I took what I thought might be interesting to the group out of the book and encourage you to check the book out from the library. And if you fall in love with it, then buy a copy and add it to your personal library. But here in Parker and also in Topeka, Kansas, there's a waiting list, and you may wait 4 or 5 weeks to